On Tuesday, they're in the middle of their last practice going into bye week, and then owner Woody Johnson flies in on his helicopter, and everybody kind of looked around and said, well, this can't be good. And Joe Douglas, the general manager, turned to Jeff Ulbrich, the head coach, and said, well, if they pull me off the practice field, it's been an honor serving with you. And they kind of laughed about it.
Oh, wow.
They pulled him off the practice field, and that's the last they really saw of Joe Douglas. It's just one of many things that is creating such a big divide in there between Woody Johnson and everybody else from the players on up, and the divide just keeps widening.
Jay Glazer on how it went down with the Jets and Joe Douglas getting fired. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. It's back to it. A Bills game week, stretch run for the Bills. And the Niners are up next. If you watched, we kind of went through this. How the remaining Bills opponents look. Niners, bad. Rams, horrific. Mm-hmm. In terms of the run defense, especially. Patriots and Jets. Patriots got hammered by the Dolphins. And then there's the Lions, who, you know, look really good, but we'll see. We'll see. So anyway, good morning. Bills and Niners.
This game lost some juice.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm upset that Brock Purdy's not playing, but I was trying to tell you all last week, like, the Bills are going to beat this team. They're going to beat the Niners. And now with Brock Purdy not in the lineup, if he does not play, it'll not be surprising to anybody. Like, the Niners, they lost to Seattle. Yesterday they were 5.5-point dogs. They got blown out with a backup quarterback. I'm telling you, with their starting quarterback, I just think that they don't have it this year. Every once in a while you have a year, you know it's not your year, you're cursed, and to me that's the Niners this year.
Yeah. This is the third time they've had this year though, right? Which is why Shanahan's record is lower than it should be. It might just be coincidence. They have injured years. So this year, I guess, is just that. I mean, by the time they get to the end of the season, though, like, if they hang around, they still could be dangerous, because the only guy they would be missing in the playoffs is Ayuk, who's big. Like, that's a big loss. I'm not. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But like, but Kittle's
but
back,
Debo,
and Bosa's going to be back.
Debo's not himself.
That's true. He did nothing yesterday. One catch, I think. He had a long kick return. They put him on kick return, and he had one at the start of the second half. But Purdy is going to be obviously a lot of it. Like, really, those years that I talked about, Shanahan's had 2 6-win seasons and a 4-win season. And I think in every single one of those, Garoppolo got hurt. So he was down to his backup quarterback, who would put up numbers, but they would still lose.
Yeah, and like Mullins kind of years.
Mullins,
those things.
Yeah, Mullins would put up crazy numbers, but they would still lose. I think, does he play against the Bills in the COVID year?
That might be right.
So now Brandon Allen, and they also have Josh Dobbs, so maybe he gets in if Purdy is going to remain out. It's up to that injury. Like, if they think a week or two off is going to do enough for him to get back in and they can hang around and squeak in a spot, then maybe they're still alive to do some damage, but it's going to come down to that for me. Like, if Purdy can't throw, or if he can play through it, but he's throwing short and it's limited, like, I don't think you have a shot. If you're playing with a broken quarterback and that's your limit, then I don't think they're going to be all that much to write home about.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Would you pick the Bills to win the AFC right now? I mentioned the New York Times playoff machine has the Bills as the favorite to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Nearly double the chances that the Chiefs do. And I look for that. We'll see where it comes up this week. That Ben Baldwin, what he does is he takes the spreads in every game and basically ranks the teams based on the points.
Yeah.
Who do people think are the best based on point spreads?
Yeah, who would be favored against who on a neutral site, too? Like,
yeah.
You can always play into that.
It's kind of useful to do that. Like, the Bills have been favored going into Arrowhead, what, 3 times in a row now? Like, you made the statement if they go to Arrowhead, they might be favored in the playoffs. And I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Depends on how the next 5-6 games look for these two teams. But, I mean, the Bills to win the AFC right now, They're probably not the favorite just because Kansas City is lined up as of right now to play one less game. So you can't really trip up and, you know, ruin your season if you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's kind of funny because this season has gone from transition year, let's see, you know, win the division, see what happens, to right now 60% in this Twitter poll I posted, 60% said they would pick the Bills to win the AFC.
Yeah.
Like, more fans than not think they are going to go to the Super Bowl. And that is you know, they haven't been 9-2 that many times. It's kind of like a little bit of a Sabres comparison where we've had multiple years, Joe, where this team has kind of been digging out, right? 6-6 and make the playoffs at 11-6, and we still think they're really good, but there have been three loss seasons and six loss seasons. And in those six loss seasons, we think they're good, but it's stressful a little bit. This year, it's an absolute cruise to the title, and they look as good as anybody. So, I mean, would I pick them to go to the Super Bowl? I think I would. I think I would right now. And injuries, whatever. I think they're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah. I would tell you right now, if you told me they're the 2 seed, I think I would still pick them to go. I know that there's a value in that, a big value in that. I would feel way more confident if they get the 1. But even if they get the 2, like if you told me right now the biggest difference is, okay, they got to beat Denver. And okay, I respect them as a challenge a lot. But shouldn't we believe that Sean McDermott against a rookie quarterback and that Josh Allen even against a tough defense? Like Kansas City was a tough defense. They still found a way to get 30 on them. Denver is going to be a challenge, but can anyone envision them losing to Denver at home in a playoff game right now? Like, it doesn't even seem possible, even though it is. And then, okay, so now my biggest difference is I've got to go to Kansas City at some point. And I don't know, because of how they've looked, I feel like because of how they've looked and because the Bills beat them, that it would be tough for Bills fans to be more confident about that potential matchup than right now, because you've beat them and you're never going to be more confident until you actually do it. But you've got them playing close games all the time, even against bad teams, that right now a trip to Arrowhead doesn't feel like the most daunting part of the playoffs, even though it should be respected because they still can't win there. So with all that being said, like, I have a tough time not picking them to go to the Super Bowl, not picking them to win the AFC.
Yeah, we're going to see the matchups, but things look good. I mean, the conference is stronger 1-7, which might be a bigger problem than years past, but I don't know. They look like they can win in a number of different ways. Maybe it's the bye week. You know, the bye week, nobody ever comes out of the bye week feeling bad about something, right? Like, even if you win a game, let's look at all these teams that won games, and you might say, yeah, but. Like, the Chiefs won, and they come out of that game talking like they've got problems. Mahomes sure sounds like it.
Yeah.
We've got to do a better job finishing. Like, you won, and they're mad. And if the Bills had played the Niners this week and gave up 113 on the ground to McCaffrey, you might have, they won, but I'm nervous about their run defense. You know, like, on a bye week, nobody's feeling bad, and if you're a good team, everybody's feeling good. So, I don't know. Maybe it's the bye week talking is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
But a year ago, though, we weren't feeling great after the bye week, right? The bye week last year was they played the Eagles and lost in overtime, and then they hit the bye at 6-6. So, very different. Like, could not be more polar opposite.
I bet you they would run the table year.
You did.
And I would not bet it this year.
Because of the Lions?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know that I'll pick them to beat the Lions. But every other game I'll expect them to win. Like, the Rams are interesting. I don't get the Rams.
They make no sense at all.
Their defense is not good, but they have, like, two guys that are game wreckers. Jared Verse is amazing for them.
Yeah.
And past that, you know, okay.
I think it's their whole – I saw Belichick on Inside the NFL breaking down their defensive line, and it might be all four of them. Like, the Rams' D-line is good. Like, they have a couple guys in the interior that are also great. I don't know about the guy opposite of Verse. But the Rams' D-line might just be great. But everything behind that is, like, suspect. So – And they can't really block for Stafford. They can't really run the ball really all that well, but they have two stars on offense. So, like, is that enough? They have five guys that are amazing. But is the rest of it just complete trash? Because you never know which Rams you're going to get. Like, I could see the Bills smoking the Rams by, like, 30. But once in a while, like, they kind of peek their head out and, like, all right, we're kind of similar to that team that won the Super Bowl a few years ago. Like, we can have that performance once in a while. Like, last night, they give up 300. They're the team that gave up 300 yards to Barkley yesterday. And They played close to New England, but then they've got another. They got a super impressive win against Minnesota a couple weeks ago that they won by 10. I don't like. You never know what version of them I think is going to show up when they play the Bills. So, like, I'm not. That's a road game. That's part of the point though about the Chiefs schedule versus the Bills schedule. If that's my second toughest game, and I feel like it's a game the Bills could win easily, then I could see them running the table this year. You said I would feel more confident this year about them running the table than I would have been a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, right. Four of the games should, you know.
They beat the Lions, I feel like they're running the table. And is them beating the Lions that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
It's probably a close game, right? That comes down to the last couple drives.
Probably.
I mean, most Bills games are that. They don't lose by that many. And you don't expect the Lions to get blown out. So that's probably a close game right at the end on the road. You know, like, if the Bills find a way to win that football game, I think they win out. The Jets and the Patriots just come on. And then I've got to beat the Rams. Okay, I got to beat the Rams to run the table if I beat the Lions. Like, I think it's very possible. That's why I'm feeling like they're going to get the one seed, which is playing into why I feel confident in picking them to win the AFC right now. Is I think they're going to get the one seed, and Kansas City's coming back here in the playoffs.
803-0550, our number. So on the Rams and Eagles last night, some of the numbers on what Barkley did. It's funny. What do you want? Do you want the ones that make it look like he wasn't as good as he was because he put up this monster game and the MVP conversation is there? But some of the context about what he did, he's in such a better situation. Rich Hribar had these, a bunch of this, about Barkley in New York versus Barkley in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Runs into light boxes, runs out of shotgun. This. So let's get to a couple of these because he had a thread that, to me, it's just crazy. Yards before contact in his Giants career, okay? 1.6, 1.4, minus 0.4 that year he blew out his ACL. 0.9, 1.6, 0.9, okay? This year it's 2.7. He's in a system. Wow. He averages 2.7 yards before contact.
Before contact.
His light box rate. This is another part about, you know, some of these teams, whatever you watch these jumbo packages and these teams that want to run with power and run with numbers. What do the Eagles do with Barkley? His light box rate. How often is he seeing a light box rate, six or fewer defenders per rush? Like, he's actually not seeing as many as he normally did, but they're just blocking it well. Runs out of shotgun. He has 1,000 yards rushing out of shotgun this year. 6.2 yards per carry. His previous high was 508. You know, Barkley's going to get a lot of the love and a lot of the MVP chatter, and this kind of, like, if you dig into some of the numbers, it's not to say he's not playing well. It's just to say the reason the Eagles are capitalizing on this is because the ecosystem is so perfect for him. You know what their record is without A.J. Brown? They're 1-2, and they are 8-0 with A.J. Brown. Will A.J. Brown be getting the MVP for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, when A.J. Brown is out, they're in trouble because that's what changes the way the teams have to play. And so it's kind of funny. Like, I feel like the conversation this year about adding a stud running back, whether that's Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley or whoever the next one will be, like, there's probably a good conversation about paying running backs. I don't necessarily think Barkley is the best case for why you should. 2.7 yards before contact.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of guys in that offense could do relatively well. And, of course, what Philadelphia has is you should get the best players you possibly can in every position and exploit the fact that they have a good ecosystem for a running back.
Yeah. Who is that next guy going to be, by the way?
The next paid running back?
Although, is it going to be that conversation, or is it going to be this Boise State running back that somebody's going to draft, like, fourth overall?
Maybe. I mean, Josh Jacobs is having a good year in Green Bay. He got paid.
He's having a great year. All the guys are really having. Henry's having a great year, right?
Yeah. A lot of the old guys are having good years.
Yeah. So, but remember, wasn't part of that that there weren't any receivers available in free agency? So all these teams had this, and the cap went way up, so all these teams had all this money to spend, and it's like, well, the best players are all running backs, so maybe because the cap's up, we'll just do that, and maybe that'll happen again because the teams that did it are getting, are feeling like you know, it paid off a little bit. And then the Bills will have a conversation about Cook in a year with this. Or less than that, this offseason, yep, probably, right? Because he's got one more year in his contract after this season, and he is putting up, I mean, rushing touchdowns, and he's only behind, well, is Barkley ahead of him now? He was only behind Derrick Henry going into the week. I know
Barkley's
that.
Not had a huge touchdown season because of the tush push. Otherwise,
oh,
he
right,
would.
Right. That's yeah, right.
Otherwise, he would. Anyway, you want a quick, we can call this instant trivia if you want.
Sure.
Maybe you saw Nate's tweet a moment ago, but I want to get this. So, it's not quite trivia so much as it's an interesting note about the AFC. Quarterback efficiency, EPA per play. Okay. Number one is Lamar. Number two is Josh. Who's number three?
Kyler?
No.
Wasn't it him recently?
Kyler is ninth. EPA per play through week 12. Lamar one, Josh two.
Jared Goff.
Four.
Jordan Love.
11. Who is number three?
Well, Jeremy White is asking, so is Drake May?
No. No, Drake May.
Was he
May
bad yesterday?
He was not good yesterday.
He was
no,
not good yesterday.
He had a couple of highlight throws, but again, Miami might have found a defense. Drake May is 28th.
It's probably not going to be Jaden Daniels anymore.
He is 6th.
Yeah.
EPA per play for quarterbacks.
Is it Baker?
Baker's 8th.
It's pretty good, though, still, for Baker.
Lamar 1, Josh 2, Goff 4, Daniels 6, Baker 8, Kyler 9, Jordan Love 11, your guess is so far. Number 3 in EPA per play of quarterbacks.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is 16th.
Ooh, really? 16th.
He might have a first, like, 3 weeks of the season where he didn't do anything.
Okay.
Because he was hurt.
Is this obvious?
No.
It can't be. Bo Nix?
No.
No.
Nope. 24th.
It's not going to be Stroud. Stroud's playing like dirt.
Stroud's 26th.
Yeah, jeez.
Stroud's behind Flacco. He's behind Flacco.
26th?
Yep.
Who he was missed, it? I mean, Oh, it was one of the Ringer guys. Who was with us before the season? Steven Ruiz. We asked him, or maybe it was Ben Solak. We asked about, is Stroud in that class, or will he be with Mahomes and Allen? He's like, I want to see another year of him on tape. Like, teams are going to adjust to him. And that has 100% happened. Who is this? Is it going to be...
They also missed Diggs. I mean, they missed him a lot.
Also that.
And their line's kind of a mess.
It's not Kirk Cousins.
No, it's not Kirk Cousins. He is 15th. Third in the NFL quarterback EPA per play.
Is it Geno?
Geno Smith is not third. No. Geno Smith is 22nd.
Stafford?
Matthew Stafford is 20th.
Is it Tua?
Third.
Come on. Tua. You know where we're at?
This is Tua Tagovailoa.
I have this ready to go, actually. We're in square or circle two. You have your free agency cycle chart, right? Like we're in the Tua cycle chart right now, which is one, Tua gets hurt, and then two, Tua beats bad teams, and then three is Tua loses to the Bills. And right now we're in that middle ground where Tua's destroying bad teams, so everybody's convinced, oh, look, he's amazing. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And whatever's going to happen next is he's either going to get hurt again or he's going to lose to the Bills again.
Pretty much. But he doesn't play the Bills unless they make the playoffs.
Or a bad team, or a good team, I guess. Because right now, who are they beating up on? New England, Las Vegas, and the Rams in these last three games. And as I pointed out earlier, he is 12-0 in his career against the Jets and the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, like, he always dominates the Patriots and the Jets. And now this is their test, right? Like, you want to prove you're different? Here you go. At Green Bay on Thanksgiving. That would be a place to do that, which I believe they had that chance 2 years ago. Maybe that was Thanksgiving, or maybe that was a different holiday game where they were at Green Bay and Tua was horrific in that game. And they I think he threw like three interceptions. So, here we go. All right, let's see it.
Tua.
Am I wrong? Like, it's the same thing every year.
We're on the cycle. If we're saying we're on the cycle, then you also I always like to point out if cycles are real like that and impenetrable, then we are on the cycle where the Bills, oh, yeah, they're going to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City in the playoffs this year.
Right.
Just saying. Like, cycles They got to be broken eventually.
But like the difference there is if you want to differentiate.
What's the difference?
The difference is
it's just a different cycle. If you're just saying it's a cycle, there are different elements to it.
The difference is the Bills prove they could beat the Chiefs every regular season. And even in the regular season, the Dolphins don't prove that they do this against good defenses and good teams.
Right, but just for the cycle point of it, what difference does that make?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is they're just going to put up these numbers when they play the worst teams in the league.
That's right. What you would say, again, I don't subscribe to this idea. My whole point would be that, you know, this is just kind of a little bit of randomness. Right, the part of feeling good when you're the Dolphins is they beat bad teams, and the part of feeling good when you're the Bills is they beat the Chiefs, and then the cycle continues. Mm-hmm. I don't think the cycle will continue this year, and maybe it will, and then next year I'll tell you it'll eventually be broken. The idea that Josh Allen's going to spend his entire life losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs is not real. It's not believable. It's not believable.
See, that's between those two. That's where I think the Tua cycle is much more believable, because I could absolutely see him losing to the Bills for his entire career versus I don't think Allen will lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs for his entire career.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Monday on WGR.
Nay Robinson, boy, had his hands on him again.
He got it into it
towards the end zone, wide open, and they got it for the touchdown. It's Hooper.
Drake May touchdown pass late in that game. Miami and Green Bay on Thursday night.
Into it. That's the best game of the day, easily.
It is. The early game's not that bad. Lions, Bears, right?
Okay, right, yeah.
The Bears are
a little less interesting.
They're
live,
and the Lions are super fun, so no matter who they play,
yeah, that's right.
The Lions are kind of fun. The Cowboys and Giants, like, that's a tough one.
Yeah, jeez. Well, that's okay, though, because that's usually dinner time, so could put that game away.
The dinner time
debate. Have it on in the background.
Then we got a Black Friday game, which is Chiefs-Raiders.
Ooh, that's right. Oh, sweet. Where's that game at?
You're going to be blown away to find out where that game is.
It is the moon.
It's Arrowhead.
Arrowhead Stadium. You know, I thought to text you on Saturday. I was out somewhere and there was a game on. It was the Kansas Colorado game. It was like the big college football game of that window, I think. And I'm watching that game, and I probably watched it for 5 minutes before they got to midfield, and I saw the Chiefs logo. And I'm like, oh, even these games are being played at Arrowhead Stadium now. College football, too. Sweet. I guess that's normal, though, because Kansas has been playing there all year. Arrowhead. That's a weird time, isn't it? 3 o'clock on Friday against the Raiders? Yeah, 3 o'clock on Prime Video. Can't be worse than last year's Black Friday game, which was the Jets getting rolled by the Dolphins.
That's right, with no Rodgers, of course.
Tim Boyle, I believe. Yeah, so they're cooked, right? They're starting over completely. And I thought this for a while now, and I feel like every report, every story I hear about it seems more true, that like Rodgers is not playing against the Bills in Week 17. Like he's not. There's no way he is still going to be their quarterback by then. Like they're talking about IR for him if they can like find an injury, and he doesn't want to play there anymore. And I don't think there's a way, or I would be surprised right now if he's still playing December 29th for them at quarterback.
Rodgers, what's next for him? Who cares? Hopefully, you know, whatever. Who cares?
Retirement, right? Like, he's been okay this year, but he is so immobile at this point. He's kind of like Tua in a way. Where, like, one of the deficiencies of Tua, where you cannot design an offense where the quarterback holds onto the ball for more than 2 seconds. Like, the whole thing has got to be designed around the ball coming out quick. And the one thing that's good about Tua for that, though, is McDaniel's offense is it's all motion and it's all speed and it's all well designed for the ball to come out within 2 seconds. And I feel like the Jets, it's the opposite. They run less motion than anybody in football. I don't think they have speed receivers as much as they have more like possession receivers, so that might take a little longer for them to run their routes. I just think you got to run a specific type of offense for him at this point, and I don't think he is willing to run it. He doesn't want to run an offense like that, apparently. So I don't think he's in the league. Who would sign themselves up for that? Especially with all the extra stuff that might have to come with it. He wants his coaches, right? He's not going to want to learn a new offense at 42 years old. He's going to want his guys. And I think the Jets just showed you a little bit of, okay, his guys are not really going to get the job done. They turned the whole thing over to him, and it wasn't nearly good enough.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, and tonight Chargers and Ravens. What do you watch for tonight? I'll tell you what to watch for. I'll give you two things. One, Ladd McConkey's great.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey's great. I would expect him to do well against this Baltimore secondary that doesn't stop anybody.
Yep.
And Justin Herbert runs now.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. This year, part of what the Chargers have been is all the, you know, all these people keep rating Justin Herbert highly in their quarterback rankings, and I don't think he's that good. This has been the year to, especially the last, like, 5-6 weeks, to really watch him. He's been great.
Yeah, he ran for 65 last week, 32 before that, 49 a couple weeks before that. The stuff with the, you know what I'll be watching for? I got a little bit of a who's who tonight. What's more real? The Ravens defense being bad, or is the Chargers offense actually good? Because I think the Chargers offense always looks good when I watch them, and Herbert looks good. But like you just told me the stats. What is he, 23rd in EPA per play on the season? And I've got Ben Baldwin charts in my face from last week where they have a higher punt percentage than anybody in the league on their drives this year. So they still somehow find their way to scoring. Like, they've scored 27-plus, 26-plus, if you want, 4 weeks in a row. But I've got these numbers and I've got these charts in my head that are like, okay, they might not be as real as you think, though. And now they've got a allegedly bad defense in front of them. So I feel like if they're a legit good offense, they should kind of go off tonight. And they might have to, right? Because the Ravens just, well, they score on everybody but Pittsburgh, maybe.
Yeah. Everybody but Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has that answer for them. Who has that for the Bills? Who's the team? Who, for a little bit of time there, it was the Jets.
Yeah.
Their defense had some answers, but that's
right.
That's over.
That's over.
Who's got it now?
That's a good question, because that was that it? Maybe Robert Saleh's Jets defense?
I thought for the longest time that they had the personnel to tell the Bills, we're not afraid of you. And
well, the results look that way.
That's right. That's right. They did a really good job against the Ken Dorsey Bills, the Brian Daboll Bills. And Joe Brady's had some pretty good success against them, but that's probably in concert with the Jets defense not really sticking to where it was.
Yeah.
So
Who's got that on the Bills? I mean, can I say Derrick Henry?
I wouldn't.
Like, individually? But I think that's a stretch, personally. He has had a couple of big runs against the Bills, but otherwise, like, I think they've done largely okay in his career. So maybe it was the Titans for a little bit. They smoked him last time. I don't know if there's an answer. I don't know that they have a... The Ravens have the Steelers. The Ravens have lost 8 of 9 to the Steelers. The Dolphins have the Bills. The Chiefs have this. The Chiefs and Bills just do it to each other, maybe a little bit, would be the answer here. The Bills and Chiefs have each other. That's my answer. They each kind of have the answers for each other, and that makes it closer between those two than their other opponents.
Meanwhile, I've been looking up the funniest whiskeys I could find because of the tears of the opponent fans.
I did have somebody tweet at me that they have the Metallica whiskey.
Yeah.
That they play the music into, which just, I mean, people will believe anything a little bit is in my head on that because it's kind of cool,
but there's no way
the whiskey's not different.
Are you sure?
No, I'd want to talk with an expert probably first, but
I found reindeer antler whiskey. I found snake and cobra whiskey where they put a snake in the bottle.
What? Like a worm in the tequila, kind of?
Yeah, so in Thailand, there is a, or China maybe, there's a, yeah. Oh, sorry, take it back. North Vietnam. Snake whiskey was offered at one point, and now you can find it. It's Thailand that offers a whiskey with a snake inside of it.
Yeah, I don't. That's not happening. That's not happening for me.
It is funny that one of these articles about the strangest whiskeys, which we got to because of the story again, that like the Fireball company wants to collect the tears of fans and put them in commemorative whiskeys.
Yeah.
Number two on this list of whiskeys, of strangest whiskeys, was the snake in the bottle, and number three was just like pumpkin spice.
like a real flavor, just like a weird one.
Yeah, like the Southern Tier pumpkin spice. Like I don't feel like pumpkin spice is that weird, guys. If you're making this list,
I wouldn't say that's in the same category
as a snake inside the bottle.
Yeah, because I'm into the flavored whiskeys. Like I will like cook. There's a one distillery that makes a cookie dough whiskey that I'll just drink on ice. It's great, but that's not weird to me. That's just a flavor, and you're seeing more and more of those everywhere.
Yeah. 803-0550. Here's a nominee for the Jaguars having the Bills number other than this year. Yeah. They played a bad game there. They lost in London. Yeah.
I'm not into that as an idea.
Yeah. It's a good nominee. I mean, it's kind of the answer. Like you got to reach a little bit.
I don't really think there's a good answer. Like the Bengals.
Okay.
The Bengals. But it's only happened. It's only happened.
They played twice, and they held the Bills to 10-18.
Yeah.
Okay.
The less believable part of that, though, is I don't. That could be very well true that the Bengals have had the Bills' number.
But
and
don't
I would
you
also
feel like,
wonder that they're ever going to be like that again.
But don't you? If I was to say, again, like this conversation we generally were kind of opening up there was like, what defense has their number?
Right, okay, right.
And that's not wrong. Like I just went to 10 points in a playoff game and then 18 last year in a game.
Yeah.
But don't Bills fans have more of a fear for what the offense has against this Bills defense?
Yes.
Like if I was to say, hey, Bills and Bengals in a playoff game, what are you more worried about? The Bengals keeping the Bills at bay or the Bills defense not being able to stop Joe Burrow?
Oh, Burrow. Burrow, 100%.
It feels like that's got a little bit more juice to it. It might not be right, and again, the combination of the two might be really what scares Bills fans about
but
the Bengals.
That's maybe why, yeah, like I would listen to that wholeheartedly, that Burrow is still a threat. He's throwing for a billion yards, and Chase is amazing, and that would be the difference for me, is the Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defense, held the Bills to 28 points in two games, and I feel like they are not that defense anymore, and they might never be again because they don't want to pay the money to keep it.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Countdown to Turkey Day. Sabres have a home game Wednesday. They have a gravy boat giveaway, which, I mean, looks pretty great. All right, we'll get to extend on sports and then wrap things up. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up in a moment here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Okay, one stat from last night's game for you before we wrap, which is that the Rams were 0-for-8 on third down.
Mm-hmm.
The first time in a game this year, a team did not pick up a third down conversion. They did go 3-for-3 on fourth down, but they did not get a first down on a third down the entire night.
Wow.
And they are 8-for-41 in their last four games.
Ooh.
On third down.
Yeah, one thing about Stafford is he's pretty immobile, so that usually
he had a scramble
a
last
harder.
Night. Maybe like a big one, like a 20-yard scramble last night. But anyway.
Yeah. I saw Wicked over the weekend.
It's probably great.
Keep in mind, I do not like musicals.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the greatest musical of all time.
Well, that's not saying much if you don't like any
of them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I am not... But maybe that's even more of a compliment, is I don't like musicals, and I was blown away at how good it was.
Okay.
I also am someone who has never seen the play. And it was so good that now I am actively looking for a time to go see the play.
You've never seen the show, the musical.
The show, yeah.
Because it's not a play. I have seen it.
What's the difference? Show versus play? It's the same thing?
Plays don't have music.
Oh, okay.
Generally, a play doesn't have music.
Right.
I mean, it can.
That makes sense.
It's just,
show, yeah.
Don't even say that I strike that from the record because I was in high school plays, but they were musicals. Anyway.
I think it's the greatest. It's the greatest musical I've ever seen.
Well, the thing
as,
I would
as
say,
a movie, at least.
I do hope to see it. I have seen the show. I saw The Chase, and it is an incredible show. And the thing I wonder is sometimes those, when they take a show like that to the theater, it's hard to be good in the theater.
Yeah.
Whether that's Chicago or Les Mis or all these. Look at us showing some culture right here, by the way. Like, I do. I love shows. I love to go see shows at Shays.
Yeah.
And sometimes I sit there and I marvel at the ability, like Hamilton. Hamilton in person versus Hamilton, the show. Or the movie version on Disney Plus, you know.
Yeah, not the same.
I don't know. I think
it's still
pretty
good.
Darn good.
It's still good, but
it's
like
still pretty darn good. But seeing people sing live to fill a theater is different than going to the movies.
The other difference too of this, I think that helps it. Hamilton is all, like, the whole thing is singing. This is a movie that also has some singing in it, and the singing is incredible. But it's still a movie, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I think in movie form, I bet you'll be very impressed at how well it translates. It was incredible.
Good. Well, I'm excited to see that, and also excited to see Moana 2.
Yes!
Let's go.
When is it? That's
Moana,
this week?
It's out. Moana 2 season.
Let's go.
Don't forget about Gladiator 2.
Which, actually, I've read is not bad.
Which, like, do you say that like you're surprised a little bit?
I'm blown away that it'll actually be good, yes. So.
Yeah. That's probably a 20 years right. later on sequels, usually not probably a great hit rate.
All right. That's it for us. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.